It's recording.
Okay, it's recording now. This isn't exactly a prepared speech, but as usual, I have a few remarks to share. Somehow I'm hearing myself echoed half a second later. That's not good. It's like I'm singing the national anthem somewhere.
I say anyway. Maybe turn your speakers down for the duration of the speech so there's no feedback.
Okay, all right.
Good plan.
That's right.
I guess obviously the main thing that's happened in Tolosa since the last Tolosa Fest is the magnificent reunion of the country. Sir Troja is doing a drinking game where every time the word reunion is used, he takes a slug of beer. So it's obviously a happy event for Tolosa that so many of our friends who had been in the Tolosan Republic up until now have joined the kingdom, or in some cases rejoined the kingdom, and are at one with us. So it's a wonderful thing. Partially in recognition of that, and partially for a number of other reasons, it is my determination today to grant extraordinary honors to some deserving Tolosans. I have in my hands grants which will be posted online and physical copies mailed to the grant recipients. I won't bore you all solid by reading all the grants out loud. I can't quite imagine that anybody except perhaps Lord Hooligan wants to hear lots of Tolosan prose read out loud, and I would just embarrass myself by mispronouncing things and stumbling over words. I read the language well to myself in my head, but I don't read it well out loud. Anyway, here they are. Okay, see those? That was it. These are autorizaciones regitais. That is official warrants granting membership in the Order of the Nation or the Order for the Nation. There's some discussion about what the right name of the order is, the Ordre del Nacion, to two very deserving Tolosans. Now, this is the first time that we have ever had a female knight in the Kingdom of Tolosa. And rather than calling them knights, they are called dames. And so, it's my pleasure to announce the granting of the title of dame and the membership in the Order of the Nation to, first of all, to twice Prime Minister and a most excellent Tolosan. She has not been Tolosan for all that long, but her time in the nation has been one of intense and valuable service, to Ersheveth Kanchier, the Litz, as we normally call her. So she is Dame Ersheveth at this point, and help me in congratulating her. Secondly, in order of reading, because I'm not good at time travel and I can't do them both simultaneously, I am more than happy to simultaneously announce the raising or the appointment to the Order of the Nation of our well-beloved co-citizen, Miestra Shiva, hence to be known as Dama Miestra Shiva, who more than any other single person is responsible for the reviencita of the nation, the reunion of the Tolosan peoples. I'm watching these guys drink. It's pretty good. It was Dama Miestra who first, I don't know how everything worked within the Republic, but she was certainly the first to approach me and the government of the kingdom with the proposal, which with very little adjustment to the original the original terms of it became the Reviencita Gloriosa, the glorious reunification of the Tolosan people. That has just been beyond praise, in terms of what a wonderful thing it's been for all of us, the laying aside of a great number of differences and years of bad feeling and the recovery of a real unity among all of us who call ourselves Tolosans. And so I'm very happy to welcome into my own order of knighthood both Dama Miestra and Dama Ersheveth. The congratulations to both ladies.
Ta-da.
It is also our royal pleasure to raise our right beloved, loyal Baron Hooligan to the rank of Earl, or Count. The Baron Hooligan has been the right hand of the king. He's been the right hand of the king for many years. He has served the kingdom in so many different ways. I can't possibly list them all. He's now in his third separate term as prime minister. He's the guy who, more than anybody else, keeps the College of Arms running, who has written the Grisois Complats of the language. He's the guy who does more than anyone else of the nuts and bolts of keeping this thing working. He's also about the best friend anybody could have, and
the best brother.
And as Molly just says, the best brother. The terrific guy in every way, and well deserving to be made Conta of the Kingdom of Tolosa. And so, Lord Hooligan, maybe you'd like to write up your own grant, or maybe I'll figure out somebody to do it. But at any rate, from today onwards, he is not merely Baron Hooligan, but Count Hooligan. So congratulations to him and to all of us for having him.
I did not expect that.
You didn't expect it, but no, what the heck. I think you would have suspected something if I'd asked you to prepare a grant, you know, leaving the name blank, but, you know. Anyway, that's about all I have to say right at the moment. No big prepared speech or anything, just thanks to all of you for being one of the oddest groups of people in the world and one of the nicest bunches of people to hang out with. Many thanks to everybody who came to Tolosa West and to all the other Tolosan meetings today. And congratulations to us all. We are the coolest bunch of people on the face of the earth. Have a beer.
Here's to reunion.
To reunion.